We're back here on Giants.com. Today's Giants Insider is Giants tight end coach Mike Pope. Coach Pope, every year you seem to have to hit a reset button with this tight end position the last 3 years, but you've had Martellus Bennett for a while now. How has he developed? Is he everything you thought he would be when he got here?
You mean we're the room of migration?
Yeah, seems that way.
And immigration. Yeah. You can get any kind of card you want in our room. Martellus has made some real good progress. He started off very fast early in September, you know, with getting catches and contributing with big plays and helping us score. And then, as in most cases, as you begin to build a little bit of a reputation early in the year, defenses start to think you're a bit of a threat, so they work hard to take at least your releases, for instance, in the pass game. They make those more difficult. So what we're seeing most recently is that they're just hitting him. I just mentioned to someone 35 releases yesterday, and he got hit 19 times coming off the ball. So they are attacking him with the linebacker group to try to keep him from getting down the field, making all the routes a little bit more difficult.
And he's been as dynamic a blocker as advertised?
He was very good. He hurt his knee a bit there about midway and through our first 6 or 7 weeks, and that slowed him up a bit. But I think he's over that now. So what we are seeing is we're seeing more of the four-man line defenses. So earlier we were playing primarily three-man line defenses, and he had a linebacker on him, more his size. Now, yesterday, we saw 275 to 300-pound players right directly head up on us, And that's an all-day sucker, you know, and you better bring in lunch for a game like that, because it is a challenge, you know, to block a guy who's just lined up right in front of you. But we have to do that because we're going to be into the Green Bays and the Atlantas and those teams that play that style of defense as we go forward, and so that's what we have to do.
Considering what he did in college, people expected this to be a redshirt year, for lack of a better term, for Ajaian Robinson. Do you see him learning, though, in the classroom? Do you see him progressing?
He's making progress, but, you know, none of this will take the place of game reps. Right. You can practice forever, but he's not going to get those reps right now because he's not going to unseat one of those other three players. We can't sit one of them down to put him in right now. Now, injuries always make you shuffle a little bit. It did, and he has been active for some games, but as long as those three guys are healthy, this is a great opportunity. Every day in practice, he works against JPP and Tuck and OC. They're much better players than sometimes we're going to play against. So that's helping those. He and Larry Donnell both are young players, and I think they have grown tremendously, you know, in this period of time. It's just being totally familiar with our offense and then being able to execute it in the heat of the battle and call these things up, and when defenses don't do exactly what you might have thought they were going to be able to make the adjustments to those things. And they're both probably a year away from doing that right now.
Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, see you next time on Giants.com. Folks, stay tuned.